I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show is going to be jam-packed with information as usual, so if you have a pen and paper handy, you're probably going to need it. There's going to be lots of things coming your way, lots of direction with respect to healing issues, a hint to the wise is sufficient in this category. We'll be talking about some ascension tips. We'll be talking about reality creation regarding healing and some new discoveries in that area. As well as, and this is a big one, how to basically kickstart your immune system into high gear and trigger about 1,300 biochemical reactions in a very simple technique that lasts for about 6 hours. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga. Japa yoga meaning a little bit of mantra repetition. And that will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari.
Hari, 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 Hari.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for you new listeners to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from the procedures of mainstream medical and the prescription pills from Big Pharma as much as humanly possible. And that's in keeping with developing your own autonomy and self-empowerment with respect to creating excellent health, maintaining it, and taking care of issues as they arise. And in tonight's program, I will get around to giving a lot of my personal opinion about some directions that you might want to try with respect to health issues. I am not a doctor. These are just my own personal beliefs about over a course of a lifetime of coming across certain conditions and also seeing other people being successful with certain things that they're trying that are very natural in nature, in the plant kingdom in particular. And I might also like to take this opportunity to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. As you're already making the difference in this world just by being you, and others become aware of it when you're doing your passion. And I also much appreciate those people who do take time to email me with respect to either questions concerning content that I present on the program or giving ideas as to topics that you'd like to hear about the ET Yoga take on your choice of topics. And also for those people who are finding success with either the concepts, ideas, or techniques that you hear on this program, nothing makes my week more than to hear about those successes. And you can email me at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And in kind of getting ready for an ET yoga program, usually some concept strikes me, and then I just kind of follow the path of least resistance and connects to all kinds of different topics that are related. And there was no exception this week. Really had no idea what the program was going to be about until I started just going through my normal week. And first thing I came up with was the ascension concept, and also the some really good tips on ascension. And the first one came from Dolores Cannon. The late Dolores Cannon, who used to have a program on BBS Radio. And her suggestion was letting go of the past is one of the biggest positive things you can do in terms of increasing your vibration and making you speed up the process along your preparation towards the ascension. And also letting go of fear. And I would certainly concur with that, and so would Bashar, by the way. He actually has recommended Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, Second Movement. And by the way, if you're new to ET Yoga, things are going to come fast and furious here in terms of information, names, concepts. If you're good at taking short notes, great. You can also be aware that you can always hear the archives of this program for free. And all you do is go to etyoga.com. That's my website. On the main page is a button that says Radio Archives. Hit that one button and bang, it'll take you to the last few programs. Usually takes a day or two after the show before it's in the archives. and then you can listen to the program at your convenience. And in Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, Second Movement, Bashar states that basically Beethoven was downloaded information from higher consciousness, and these are the exact frequencies that will assist people in letting go. And I might also add that another hot tip in terms of letting go of the past is if you are aware of the fact that it is your thoughts, beliefs, emotions, definitions that create your outer reality, and that your outer reality is a mirror of those concepts, what you'll start to realize, when you go back to an issue, let's say that, you know, even a high school issue or that has been bothering you for a long time. Sometimes I used to think, gee, you know, I wish I would have gone to a different high school. Maybe I wouldn't have had this particular issue happen. But, you know, as time has passed, what I learned was I'd have just created it at that other school, too. So the bottom line is, you know, we're our co-creators of our experience. And if you're looking back on your life review, let's say, what you're going to realize is that you're the one that's creating everything. So there isn't anybody else to blame. There isn't any, there's no sense creating yourself as a victim or blaming something in the past. I think it's very important that we take that perspective, just letting go and move on. If there's something to learn from it, learn from it. If something not, that you don't want to repeat again, you know, nothing wrong with learning, but at the same time, too many people are too stuck on things that happened, you know, 30, 40 years ago that are really totally irrelevant except to the extent that you make it so. So I think those are really some really hot tips concerning ascension. Then I kind of ran into, as I was looking at the Dolores Cannon material, I noticed that she had on a YouTube there called Jesus and the Essenes. And, wow, I thought it was really a great little video. I highly recommend you check that out on YouTube. That's Dolores Cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N, and it's Jesus and the Essenes. And I've been a big fan of the Essenes for a long time, if you know about and have been listening to ET Yoga, for two big reasons, actually. Number one is their philosophy about healing. Their three basic principles were followed by the Essenes in their healing. First, it was believed that divinity was expressed in the plant kingdom as an antidote for the illnesses of the human kingdom, and that for every illness there existed a palliative in a root, leaf, bark of a tree, or a plant, and the Essenes, therefore, were herbalists in the highest sense of the word. And I've also was really found out about a year ago about that the Essenes basically had a yoga system with seven different branches that are almost identical to the teachings of Sri Swami Satchidananda. He taught integral yoga, and there were six main branches. The Essenes actually had a seventh branch, which was called Laya Yoga, which is the science of using the chakras to bring about higher states of spiritual realization. However, very similar in nature, and also I never knew about that connection that goes all the way back to, you know, a couple thousand years ago. And the other thing that's that I would highly recommend with respect to that concept about the herbs, the Palladians have also recommended, there's a book out, it's called The Encyclopedia of Herbal Medicine. And it's an excellent book, and I have it, and it's got just tons of information concerning natural healing. Now, moving on with this Jesus and the Essenes, in that particular YouTube, Dolores, if you're not familiar, she does a lot of regression, or did a lot of regression therapy, and trained a lot of other people as well into putting her clients into very deep states of regression to the point where they were connecting with their higher selves. And in, during one of her sessions with one of her clients, one of the clients was around at the time of the birth of Jesus, and it actually had a very beautiful description of the event, where it was a coming together of four stars, interesting, into them like one, so there was a big bright light. And Dolores doesn't say it in so many words, but implies that her guess would be that those were probably UFOs that were making that light. And I think that was it. An interesting YouTube, and as well, apparently, Dolores has a couple books out even on this subject. So I would highly suggest you check that out. And actually, concerning that event of the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, when Swami Kriyananda was a young disciple sitting at the feet of his guru, Paramahansa Yogananda, he was present when the master dictated a revised set of lessons to be sent to the devotees, and alas, never put into wide circulation. But in the first lesson, Master made this astonishing claim that the three wise men who came to visit Jesus in the manger were none other than those of the masters in the self-realization line of gurus, and those were Babaji, Lahira Mahasaya, and Sri Yukteswar, Sri Yukteswar being the guru of Paramahansa Yogananda. And also from the founders, and that says channeled by Sal Rochelle, the founders state that the soul known as Jesus was a direct fragment of the Sananda lineage. In other words, Sananda was the oversoul of Jesus. Lord Sananda was an eighth density celestial being incarnated as Yeshua or Joshua, depending on whose translation you use, and being from eighth density, he retained many of his spiritual abilities despite the very dense environment he was born into. Now, if you were you're a keen listener to ET Yoga and you caught the last show, you probably realized that I went into some detail with respect to the Andromedan perspective on religion, and also that how they've sort of created a composite character out of the Jesus personality, much of it not accurate, and most of his teachings have been totally misrepresented. In fact, to the point at which the Romans under Constantine in 325 AD basically created their own version of what they called Christianity, which the true Gnostics and apparently even Sananda himself has said it's more called, it's more Pollyannity. There were just so many major concepts that were distorted. I mean, if you're a spiritual person, you're going to realize that anybody that's a self-realized being or high spiritual being as Jesus was in his own right, without the exaggerations attributed to him, you know that this person would be aware of the concept of reincarnation. You're going to know that he's going to be aware of the divine feminine, and he's also going to be a vegetarian. And I mean, those three things are just just givens. And we don't see that reflected in the version of Christianity that came out. Just the opposite, actually. And it's interesting to note that the Essenes themselves were very strict vegetarians, and that's the environment that Jesus was raised in. And also very interesting stuff related there. There's actually another YouTube. It's called The Real Story of Jesus, or Emmanuel. And it's by Randolph Winters and Billy Meyer. And if you're not familiar with Billy Meyer, Billy Meyer is a Pleiadian contactee. And pretty interesting video there, even going way down the rabbit hole, because Apparently, Billy was taken aboard a craft and actually taken back in time on the Pleiadian craft back to the year 32 AD. It's a real interesting YouTube, so you might want to check that out. It's called The Real Story of Jesus Emmanuel on YouTube. And then we get into, I was connecting that and going back into some interesting Bible things. And of course, last program I also pointed out how much of the Bible was pirated and how a lot of the teachings have been either hidden or edited out. And this was further reinforced with Greg Braden. Now, I've talked many times on ET Yoga about the woman from America with an inoperable tumor who went to a Qigong center in Beijing, China, and they dissolved her tumor in about 3 minutes. And Greg Braden has spent some time going into how they did this, and basically the premise here is that the people that did the healing were basically had the heart-brain synchronicity, and also they see the person as already healed. And the secret there is manipulating that energy, the energy of the feeling of already been healed. And as you'll also note in last week's show, I also brought up some information from Merlin the Magician, who concurs with this by his stating that you put your focus on imagining the feeling of the desire already fulfilled. That is the key to how they were able to do this. And interestingly enough, which I didn't know before, there's now another YouTube out, and it's Greg Braden is involved in this, although it's presented by the Science of Deliberate Creation. And it's called The Hidden Teachings of the Bible That Explain Manifestation, Consciousness, and Oneness. That's the title of it. Hidden Teachings of the Bible That Explain Manifestation, Consciousness, and Oneness. And it so turns out that they mention that there's this lost gospel of Thomas. And in the lost gospel of Thomas, this exact technique that these practitioners were using to cure the cancer is explained. And even further of interest is the original lost gospel explains it, but subsequent versions of this gospel of Thomas have had certain parts removed or edited, and Greg Braden shows the proof of this. So it's a very instructive in two respects. Number one, showing how the technique is actually used, that this is something that's been part of our ancient history. And I really think it was also a confirmation of things that we know, that much of the information that we're given has certainly been deleted and distorted. Also related to this whole topic is another YouTube, and this is another one with Greg Braden, and he's talking about actually the neural center in the heart. And we've talked for many years in ET Yoga about the fact that the heart generates an energy 5,000 times stronger than that of the brain. And it's what interfaces with the morphogenetic field, and which basically gives you the reality that you experience. And he's now got a new one out there, and it's basically how to harmonize the heart and brain. And to me, this is really good stuff because it's a three-step process. You start off basically by just touching the heart center with your hands. And you can do that in whatever way seems to be the best meaningful way for you to touch your heart. And you slow down your breathing. And then you create a feeling in one of these four areas, either in the area of caring for someone or showing appreciation for something or showing gratitude or showing compassion. And and you create that feeling when you've slowed down your breathing and while you're touching your heart. And amazingly, the science on this is that this is the first line defense of our immune system, kicks into high gear. And also, it's this where super learning comes from, like this intuitiveness. And as well, when you do this process, it triggers 1,300 biochemical reactions in the body, and it lasts for 6 hours. And I think this is really fabulous, because it's something that you can do in, you know, probably, you know, 5 minutes, and it's going to kickstart your immune system. And I know one thing I've learned over the years, especially if you're diabetic, people apparently with diabetes have problems with healing other issues. And I think it's really important that people with diabetes, I'll put it this way, if it was me that had diabetes, I'd be doing this. And it's also cross-connected with me in the area of Qigong, because I learned the Qigong healing techniques, sounds, from Master Ming Tong Gu, who was one of the instructors at this Qigong center where the woman that Greg Braden shows on in his YouTube, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes. And in Master Ming Tong Gu's method, actually, there is it starts off with your hands on your heart and doing certain sequences of sounds, which is no doubt creates the exact same effect of what Greg Braden's technique is showing. And this Qigong is something that comes from ancient times. It's been actually held secret until about 50 years ago, and then it started coming out, and then they got so effective with it in this Qigong school. It operated for about 10 years in Beijing. They dealt with about 250,000 people with about an 85% success rate, and yet then it got kind of basically shut down because they're getting too much notoriety. Didn't cost things, the medical wasn't making their profit, okay? So that's what happened on that situation. But I really think that all these things really tie together, the whole concept of healing. And, of course, if you've listened to ET Yoga for a long time, then you're aware that I support the Palladian perspective of a belief in a vital, healthy existence as one of the wisest beliefs to embrace. And as true with all beliefs, the bottom line is you have to believe it. And key to vital health is the ability to sustain love for yourself and excitement for life. And so there's no need to embrace any fearful labels of disease. And remember that forgiveness is a self-healing act and releases you from the lower vibrations of anger and judgment. And forgiveness permits you to move forward in the game. So you can get on with the adventure of living and having a joyful life. And you're capable of accomplishing greatness when you believe in yourself. And remind yourself that you're a co-creator of the multiverse and that life is about change, and that everything can be healed if you're willing to do the work. And I think that's a perspective that I certainly try to live by. We also know that any specific diseases or ailments which may afflict you at any time will almost invariably have a mental origin. As the Pleiadians would say, all disease is basically emotional dysfunction. And the majority of diseases, including cancer, is the physical manifestation of various mental imbalances that have not been addressed. And there's usually a process of crystallization of energy patterns that form the physical body. And also, these issues are like at an energetic level. And that they all start in the thought level, and then eventually they translate to the physical. And certainly Bashar has been instrumental in coming up with the foundational aspects of building a foundation of good health. And he talks about the six foundational aspects are oxygenation of the system, like through pranayama, which would be yogic breathing, drinking pure water, water that does not contain the fluorides. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland, getting plenty of exercise, reducing stress, also detoxing, and getting off the meat. So there's the six foundational aspects. And, you know, I kind of did a survey of all the people I knew, and you know what? Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't know anybody who does all six. This is not rocket science. This is the foundation of health here. And I even threw in a seventh one, which is get plenty of sunlight, because the sunlight produces vitamin D, which is a trigger for the immune system. And two of the most effective techniques, in my opinion, are sun gazing and also the Egyptian healing rods. If you don't know about either of those techniques, I suggest Hira Ratan Manik, that's M-A-N-E-K, with respect to sun gazing, show you how to do it safely, only an hour after sunrise and an hour before sunset, the safe times. He starts off with in his way with like 10 seconds at a time, then you keep increasing. I suggest you check his YouTubes out. And also in the area of Egyptian healing rods, you can check out Sri Ramka and Kira Ra. I think their website is a good one for information about the Egyptian healing rods. And I believe those were rediscovered by Russians, and amazing experiments have been done with that. It's showing how the rods heal your auric field, and these were only used by the pharaohs. I mean, we're talking about inner circle stuff only, high-end Anunnaki stuff here, and it's available, you know. So for those who are into that, that would be a good thing to check out. I've been using the rods for, I don't know, over a decade. I highly, highly recommend them. Now, I'm going to get into some issues here now just to pass on some knowledge concerning specific, let's say, issues, health issues, that if I had the health issues, what I might do about it. Because, let's face it, over the course of the last couple of decades, it's become clear that we need to take responsibility not only for developing excellent health, but also curing issues. I mean, it used to be, I remember in the 50s and 60s, it was like only 2% of the population was like sick, and the rest of it was pretty good, and now it's about flip-flopped. I mean, I heard statistics recently that 65% of Americans are taking depression pills. I mean, come on, people, you gotta kind of, you know, get your head out of the sand here and start figuring out how to deal with things besides looking for a magic pill. I mean, medicine has become big business, and big business cooperating with big pharma and the medical establishment have created a real monster, based, in my opinion, mostly on profit. If you look at a chart of the most immunized countries, which are the U.S., Canada, and the U.K., you'll find that these are the countries with the highest incidence of cancer. If you continue to list countries, they all fall into place top to bottom, with the least immunized countries having the least incidence of cancer. It's my opinion that this is not by accident. These countries have the most money, and the most medical and pharmaceutical industries prey on the population at large for expensive treatments, pills, and radiation therapy. And if you really research chemtrails, you can look in your sky and you see that you're being treated like a lab rat with the spraying of barium and aluminum, which are cancer-causing agents. Apparently, according to Palladian information, strong immune system is your best defense. People with weak immune systems would be affected more by that. I would admit that self-healing requires the belief that you can be successful, And if you have the belief in the medical establishment, then go see your doctor. And like the old expression says, if you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're correct. My suggestion for those truly interested in putting their body in optimum condition or in a healing-specific state is to first read all the free information that's out there. I've got ebooks on my website, etyoga.com about basically it's called Healing the Known and the Unknown. If you're looking for ideas that would assist you in developing a belief in self-healing, I'd suggest you look at the Ultimate Truths of Reality to see just how things work in this world we live in. And this can be found at the College of Christ Consciousness on your internet. Also studying the amazing powers of the placebo effect to gain some appreciation of how our beliefs allow us to cure ourselves based solely on belief. If the pharmaceutical companies were more interested in finding ways to make you healthy and not motivated by profit, they'd spend more time researching why placebos outperform their prescriptions in many cases. And in fact, recent studies have shown that people get better even knowing that they're taking a placebo. And I can tell you why, because what you believe is. And if you've got cancer, if I had cancer, get off sugar. Did you know about 27% of those diagnosed with cancer get better if they do nothing? Those that go for early detection of breast cancer actually increase their chances of getting cancer by 2%. And that's from Dr. Simon Nici in Italy. And he says early diagnosis is a complete misnomer. It doesn't help the cure rate. It only gets you into the cash flow for the medical system sooner. Unfortunately, many people lose their homes, life savings in the last few months of their lives due to this inhumane and brutal treatment consisting of chemo, radiation, and surgery. And in my view, this is not practicing medicine, but closer to malpractice. Further aside from many bogus claims of healing products, many actually do work, and many people have testified as to how they healed themselves, including one of my best friends healed himself of pancreatic cancer using Pau-D'Arco tea. He also did his inner homework, found out why he created the situation in the first place, and in about 6 weeks he was cancer-free. We also know that if you want to look at the number one causes of death in the United States, it's surprising, never makes mainstream media because nobody would ever guess it, I suspect, on a poll on the street. It's called iatrogenic death, I-A-T-R-A-G-E-N-I-C, iatrogenic, and that's death by medical system, either with prescription, procedure, or error. 750,000 Americans a year die. I guess number two would be cancer. And I guess, in my opinion, there are the things I would go for. I'd really get into Pau-D'Arco tea, I'd start looking at G. Edward Griffin and his information concerning apricot seeds. Also, I would check out definitely oxygen therapies are a very interesting way to go there. There's so many different things. Even baking soda has been shown to be effective if you can get it in contact with cancer. There's so many different possibilities out there. In fact, Earl B. Hall, the guy that cured himself from the cancer, he's now not even using the Tahibo tea. He's found that Jim Humble and his product, the Miracle Mineral Supplement, is more effective. Even the Tahibo tea, I think at Tokyo University, they recommended it for improvement in like 22 different types of cancer. In respect to the mental attitude you must have, which is first to believe you can, you need to put a positive spin on the situation. And this goes hand in hand with expecting positive results. Then you need to do your inner work, start by acknowledging responsibility for creating the outer condition in the first place, and then find out why you created it. And once you've figured this out, the moment you become aware of the truth of the erroneous belief or thinking that created the situation, it is then neutralized. Then you do what's necessary at that moment to either reprogram the belief structure, forgive yourself or others, or possibly offer up your anger, guilt, or shame to your higher self. Keep in mind that all disease is caused by dysfunctional emotions or erroneous thinking. It comes from making negative judgments about a neutral circumstance. Your outer circumstances were created by your beliefs, definitions, and emotions. And once you acknowledge the creation of the outer, you reach a point of power to change what you have created. Old resentments just don't cut it, and ironically, these situations are self-created, so there's no point holding a grudge about a situation that you created. And I might also point out that when going back to this healing of the techniques, this is one of the reasons that I got this marriage between yoga and ETs, is because ETs were very influential in a lot of the, at least the legitimate channelings of ET information talk about how thought creates or how belief creates. And now we're seeing is a little bit further refinement here that it's when thought and belief come together that creates a feeling. The feeling is the language of the universe. That and belief, I mean, it's all tied together. And if you understand how the universe works, you understand how your body works, and you also can relate this to the health issue. And dealing with fear is also a related issue. You get to the point where you realize you don't want to live your life in fear. And, of course, the ultimate fear, which is the fear of death. And, by the way, Bashar has a really good technique here concerning fear, and that is to treat fear as a friend, or make fear your friend. Interesting concept. Makes an analogy to a piano that has a key that's out of tune, and your fear represents that key. It's something in you that's out of tune. It's not in harmony. And if you look at it from a learning perspective, that would be the proper way to go about it. And first, that there's no real death anyway. You just move on to another incarnation if you're not self-realized, and your power ends where your fear begins. So you should actually make a point of, making fear a friend. And all fear is an illusion, and so is the cause of your disease, by the way. When you cure disease, you heal yourself. And even if you go to a person who supposedly heals you, they create the frequency of healing, and if you match it, then in reality, you heal yourself. If you believe it, you are healed. It's all about belief. And when you're looking for a strategy to cure your disease, in my opinion, it's like picking a focus for meditation. Which is the most powerful? Probably the one you're attracted to. What you're looking for is permission to heal yourself. If you're strong enough, the moment you imagined yourself in your mind's eye to be cured, you would be. If you acted as if you were. But for most of us, we need to place the steps in front of us that enable us to 100% believe we have attained our goal. Like having a goal of lifting 500 pounds, if you believe it, you can just do it. But for most of us, we start off by lifting 100 pounds, and then we work our way up. Another great idea is contact the Infinity Codes of 2007, where you can find a meditation that activates your blueprint for perfect health and well-being. And it is channeled by Celia Finn from Archangel Michael. You might also want to check out the Psychic Children, or Children of AIDS, where scientists have discovered many kids who now have 4 codons of DNA activated that the normal population has not activated. And this material comes from Dronvalo Melchizedek. And as a meditation, you can contact your higher self and ask that these 4 codons be activated in you. Another great idea is to get rid of your mercury or amalgam dental fillings, which suck about 20 to 50% of your body's energy. Many others have healed themselves in a variety of manners, but mainly did similar things such as meditation, change of diet, including getting off meat, drinking pure water, get off the fluorides, detox, head to colon. These toxins, they lodge in places that virtually immobilize the immune system. Hypnosis, or at least introspection, acupuncture, strong will and intent, expecting results, getting free of television, which lowers the immune system, getting free of the medical treatments, especially chemotherapy, getting off biogenetic foods, which is destroy the immune system, not taking vaccines, laughing a lot, getting lots of monatomics from a natural vegetarian diet, and natural oils in your system, to name a few. Especially essential oils are highly powerful. They'll kill all the bacteria in a room within hours. And virus. It's amazing. With respect to known cures that responsible people reporting, here are a few. Miracle Mineral Supplement by Jim Humble, and interviewed extensively on Project Camelot, is a cure for many diseases. I know a friend who cured diabetes with MMS in 3 weeks on 3 drops per day. It's proven to cure malaria in 4 hours and be effective against many forms of cancer and flus. Podarco tea or Tahibu is claimed by Reverend Earl B. Hall to cure many types of cancers, and research can be found at Atlantean Healing Technologies. Harry Hoxie apparently had 17 cancer-curing clinics running in the United States. And for a video on the subject, you go to rattube.com, and it's called Hoxie, How Healing Becomes a Crime. And there's now a clinic in Mexico where many Americans still go and swear by the results. Also, research all the data about David Hudson and monatomics in cancer, especially those related to rhodium, which is said to cure cancer. I've heard many good things about orthomolecular treatment for schizophrenia by Dr. Abram Hoffer. Orthomolecular psychiatry is a treatment strategy that uses megadoses of vitamin B, 3, and C in conjunction with correct nutrition and yields about a 90% recovery rate in acute cases and up to 50% in chronic patients. Dr. Simon Cini from Italy, he says cancer is a fungus on YouTube and claims baking soda can cure most types. Of special interest is the treatment of breast cancer by making a small incision and putting in baking soda and curing this in a couple of weeks. Interesting concept, a lot different than what's going on in America. Lawrence Gardner has been involved with curing ADHD and dyslexia using monatomics and claims the balancing of right and left brain hemispheres of the brain, as well as facilitating the activation of the pineal gland. And the New England Journal of Medicine published a finding from Adwadhesh K. Gupta's cure for HIV/AIDS and has gotten almost no publicity in mainstream media. And Dr. Newton has recently announced a cure for Alzheimer's disease, which is based on coconut oil. And I know a lot of people are taking coconut oils for Alzheimer's. Highly recommend that one. Aloe vera is known to contain monatomic elements in high quantity. It's really good for any stomach issues. And I think that, as I mentioned, I refer the reader to G. Edward Griffin for a link to his videos concerning the use of apricot seeds related to cancer. And it just goes on and on about some of these different natural cures that are out there. I know a lot of people have arthritis. Almost everyone has a deficiency in magnesium and sulfur, which is connected to arthritis. So get some bentonite clay and every day drink some in a glass of water. Also get a fluorite crystal, as it has a very coherent and grounding frequency. Two incoherent frequencies cannot exist in the same space because it's not an energetic match. And arthritis will move to change its frequency as it has a very rapid non-cohesive frequency. Thus, the ailment must cease to exist. Physical reality must match the reality which creates it. Thus, buy a fluorite crystal and hold it often. The herb white willow relieves inflammation. Arthritis is inflammation in the joints and pain, and it can lead to significant improvement and mild to moderate arthritis. Also, a bit privacy, but alpha-2 macroglobulin is used by apparently the secret space program to eliminate inflammation from the body because they figured out, as Bashar has stated, that the human body is capable of curing about 99.9% of all disease issues if it's thoroughly detoxed and given the proper nutrients. Cordyceps, C-O-R-D-Y-C-E-P-S, only found in the Tibetan Plateau, has apparently been recently found to be very effective with COPD. Highly suggest you check that out. The fungus dilates the airways in the lungs, resulting in increased oxygenation of the blood, and thus more oxygen reaches the cells, helping to increase the mitochondria energy output. I'd also like to mention for those with diabetes that you should look up the recent research now that they're using in the labs with animals to show that if you go on a 3-day fast, and then your normal diet the rest of the month, and do that for 6 months in a row, you'll find amazing benefits in terms of improving your diabetic condition. And by the way, MMS, as I said before, Jim Humble states that MMS cures about 80% of the people. Apparently, there's a fungus that grows in the pancreas, and his product that basically just eliminates the fungus so your body then can heal itself. Similar to this idea of fasting with the diabetic condition and letting the body heal itself, because fasting is a huge, huge, powerful thing to be doing with respect to health situations. I'm also going to mention this Amrit Kalash, K-A-L-A-S-H, Dr. Yuki Nina, a Japanese researcher, studied more than 50 different antioxidants over a period of 30 years and found the most powerful and effective antioxidant of all those tested is an ancient Ayurvedic herbal preparation called Amrit Kalash. And research shows that the antioxidant capabilities are about 25,000 times more powerful than that of vitamin C and E. And also another product, Haritaki, is a drink called the Drink of the Gods, according to Swami Nityananda. This wonder medicine removes the body's toxins in a natural way and makes one more energetic. And he says it's equivalent basically to doing, it increases your oxygen content about 300% and is the equivalent of doing about 2 hours of pranayama. So I hope I'm giving you lots of direction here in terms of things you can research and check out further because, you know, with a proper belief system and a little bit of natural divine plant and herb, you can do wonders. And I highly applaud those people out there that are spending more time using their creativity to come up with some amazing improvements in dealing with any issues that they may have in their health. And to me, as a goal, you don't want to be taking any pills. And all the side effects from pills, it's gross. It does not good things for the brain, as witnessed by all these people now that have so many people with the Alzheimer's. And coconut oil is, to my way of thinking, the way to go. Common issues out there with people that too much technology. And for young mothers, try to keep those kids, if you're pregnant, keep your fetus away from as much technology as possible. Between the immunization shots and the technology, that's where all this problems are coming with the newborns and their neurotoxic issues. I'd like to now give my thanks and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience and my best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And now close the program by doing a little bit of the Who Am I technique, where you place the your attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And once you've become that spot, you can then ask the question, who am I? And you can do it once or five times or whatever seems to be comfortable. Try to get it in the highest state you know how to get to before you start the process. And then once you become that spot in the center of your forehead, you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part